Back at the Vansittars Field in Sault Ste. Marie, the end of the regular season for high school football. Blue Devils taking on the Sheboygan Chiefs here as the playoffs begin next week. Everybody makes the playoffs, Sault High in their home blue uniforms with the white numerals, the white lettering, and the white stripes on the shoulders of the uniforms, or the white football pants, white helmets with the blue numerals and the blue decals on the sides of the helmets. Sheboygan in their traditional road uniforms with those nice orange numerals that are very nice for me to try to pick out here, and will probably get even worse as the game goes on. The Chiefs with the, of course, white jerseys, orange numerals, black lettering, black, white, and orange helmets with the Michigan Wolverine types stripes down the middle of the helmets with the black and orange football pants. Chiefs will receive the opening kickoff, and they'll move from right to left as seen in the radio dial, defending the north or the south end zone and moving towards the north end zone. Sault High will defend the north end zone and move towards the south end zone. Chris Pierce will do the kicking duties from the 40. It's a booming kick for Sault High, taken back at the 10 and dropped by the Chiefs. They'll pick it up and they'll cut up the right side of the field now, and they will be brought down just shy of the 20-yard line. Number 22, Jackson Ridings, the kick returner for Sheboygan. Chiefs come out first and 10.
And I think it's critical for Sault High here to get a good stop defensively, get Sheboygan off the field, you know, get some momentum going your way. Don't give a team that's struggling any type of hope here. It's big for the defense to step up, try to get that three and out, get the ball in our offense's hands, and get on the momentum side your way.
First and 10 coming up for Sheboygan now from the 20-yard line of the Chiefs. First play from scrimmage coming up here for this football game as the Blue Devils and the Chiefs closing out the regular season. Under center is the quarterback Stemke now for Sheboygan. Full house backfield, and he will hand off right up the middle. Again, about 3 yards on the play and be brought down. The ball carrier was David Heyer, it appeared to be that time. A host of Blue Devils in on the tackle.
And that's key for Sault High. They got to be able to stop that interior run. That's the big thing to stop Sheboygan's offense. If you can't stop that fullback, it really allows them to open things up. So Sault High's got to be able to stop it with that front four or front five, depending on their defensive alignment, and shut that fullback run off, and then that'll really make it difficult for Sheboygan's offense.
Second and 6 coming up for Sheboygan from the 22-yard line. Gained 2 yards on the play, and now the quarterback will keep it himself. A little bootleg off to the left, breaking tackles. He's avoiding tackles still and gets across the 30-yard line. Stemke with a good run. Looked like they had him initially down, but second and third effort was able to get Stemke all the way up to the 30 and a Chiefs first down.
Yeah, and then what they did there is they faked it to the fullback. Stemke kept it and went right off the left side. And like you said, he broke a tackle and was able to get upfield, but we do have a Sheboygan player injured here on this play.
And there's an injury timeout, and Doc Mackey will go out to the field along with Matt McLeod, the Sault High trainer. And they'll tend to that young man along with the Sheboygan staff, one of the assistant coaches, and Coach Schultz trotting out to see how he is as well. We do not know who that is. I did not see a number on him, and the referees are blocking our view. And speaking of our officials, we, of course, have Roy Swanson's crew here, Vince Gross and company. And this is Roy's final game, I was told, as far as regular season. Not sure if he's going to do any playoff games, but Roy and his family are moving to Florida. So we would like, of course, to say hello to Roy and thank him for the many years as an official. This crew's done a lot of Sault High games.
Yeah, he does, and he doesn't just do football. He does soccer. He's involved in track and field and other things. So, you know, at any time right now, if you talk to the MHSAA, losing officials is not a good thing. And obviously, Roy moving down to Florida, you know, that's a big loss because he does a lot of not just football, but a lot of other events as well. So, hats off for him for doing it for those years. He's surely going to be missed.
A lot of those guys. Now, Vince has done several other sports, football for the years, volleyball. He does a lot of volleyball matches. He's done a little bit of basketball well. So, I mean, he's been all over the place, and I wouldn't be surprised if Vince starts scaling back here at some point too. But we're glad to have those guys around, and of course, we wish the best to Roy and thank him for his services as a referee for many years. Like Pat said, they're hard to come by anymore.
Oh, yeah, they're real hard to come by right now.
Yeah, for any sport.
Any sport. And so, you know, anytime you lose one, it's It gets more and more very, very difficult for other to find people. And when you look at it, he refereed soccer, and I know a lot of people, that's not an easy sport to find. You know, you can usually find a football official, a basketball official, but when you start looking at track, you look at cross country, you look at soccer, those people are hard to come by, and Roy stepped up and did a lot of those things for the area.
And not everybody has a lifetime contract like you have with the Van Slotens and Jimmy Myers to do every Sioux High basketball game. And not everybody has that. First and 10 from the 31 of Sheboygan. They'll have a first down, and they pitch it off now. It's a sweep to the right side. They'll try to cut the edge, and a big hit on that Sheboygan sideline. Blue Devils lower the boom there, and that was number 23, the ball carrier, and a big hit by Emmett Fazuri on the Sheboygan sideline on David Heyer.
Yeah, that was Heyer, number 23. They tried to just basically run a little pitch sweep to the right side, and Fazari stepped up and made a good hit. But again, you know, they picked up 4 yards. And early on here, Sheboygan's beginning to control the line of scrimmage, and I think this is something Sioux High cannot allow to have happen here.
Second and 6 from the 35-yard line of Sheboygan, and this is Stempke under center, two men behind him, and they'll hand off up the middle, and they will cut off to the right side. Nothing doing there. Going to be brought down. A host of Blue Devils in on that tackle on the ball carrier. That's higher again for Sheboygan.
Yeah, and a good play defensively by Sioux High. Great penetration causing a 2-yard loss. And this is a situation Sheboygan does not want to be in. Third and long, and if you're Sioux High's defense, excellent job putting them in this situation. Third and 9 is a very difficult down for any offense, and one especially that struggles throwing the football.
9.5 and clock rolling here in the first quarter. Sheboygan has a 3rd and 9 from the 32 of the Chiefs, and they'll hand off left tackle. John Robinson in on that tackle back at the 35. They'll gain maybe 3 yards on that play, will the Chiefs.
Yeah, and it's going to bring up 4th down here, and you got to figure Sheboygan's going to punt the ball away, especially with the field conditions the way they are. They're going to play a field position type football game. You can see right away what Sheboygan's going to try to do tonight. They're going to try to run the football, pick up 1st downs, and limit Sioux High's possessions. They're going to try to really shorten this football game up.
Sheboygan now will punt it away. And back deep for Sioux High is John Robinson standing back at his own 30-yard line. And here's the snap. There's the punt. And they were coming to try to block it for Sioux High. Picking it up at the 30-yard line is Robinson. Robinson now will move back to the left. Breaking tackles down the sideline. Has some daylight across the 50. Still going across the 40. Going to be knocked out of bounds inside the 40 to about the 38-yard line of Sheboygan. Good kick return by John Robinson.
Yes, it was. You know, I thought he was going to let it just kind of die out. But then he looked down the field and saw no Sheboygan players coming at him after a punt that he let bounce 2 or 3 times, so he decided to pick it up, and he changed the field position in a hurry. He fielded that at about the 35-yard line of the Sioux and returned it to about the 38-yard line of Sheboygan. So good return by Robinson. Big special teams play by Sioux High.
From the 38-yard line of Sheboygan, 1st and 10, short field for Jake Davey and the Blue Devils, and split backs behind the third-year quarterback. He has a receiver split off to the left side on 1st and 10 in Chiefs territory. Robinson with a good kick return, or a good punt return by this Sioux High running back and punt returner. Handoff goes to Robinson, and he'll go straight ahead, cut off to the right side a little bit, across the 35 up to about the 34-yard line. In on the tackle for Sheboygan, 22, Jackson Ridings for the Chiefs.
And I think you're going to see a lot of this from Sioux High, is trying to run the football as much as possible with Pearson Robinson. They went off tackle with a little counterplay there, faking it to Pearson and coming back to the right side with Robinson, and they picked up good yardage there with 5 yards and brings up 2nd and 5.
And now Davey under center now with split backs behind him. And 2nd and 5 from the 34. And they'll hand off. This is Pierce. You're going to have a heavy load for Chris Pierce tonight early as he gets all the way across the 30 and a Blue Devil 1st down.
Yeah, and the offensive line of Sioux High is getting a good surge right away as Pierce was able to get about 7 yards on that carry. And you're right. You're going to see a lot of Pierce. This is his type of game. It's the field sloppy. It's windy. It's wet. You know, this is between the tackles type running, power running, and this should be a great game for Chris Pierce. I would expect him to get upwards of 20 carries tonight.
First and 10 from the Chiefs' 27-yard line. Split backs behind Davey. Look like movement on the line. And now they'll hand off right up the middle. And this is going to be Pierce, and he'll leapfrog everybody and toe step into the end zone. Touchdown, Chris Pierce, 27 yards.
Yeah, nice job. And, again, you're seeing his ability to run the football, especially yards after contact. He wasn't hit for about 8 or 9 yards, but he took two Sheboygan players with him, broke through, high-stepped it into the end zone, and just that straight-ahead power running, and give that offensive line a lot of credit. They created a good hole for him. And just like that, Suhai, after getting a stop, a great punt return, they go up 6-0 with a chance to extend this to 8-0.
Pierce with the run, 27 yards up the middle, and he went in unscathed, and now the two-point try. Davey under center, and they have one man in the backfield. Davey rolling out left side. He'll throw to the corner. He finds Chris Pierce for the pitch and catch of the two-point conversion.
Yeah, and I like what they did there again. They faked it out, and then they rolled the ball off of Davey out to the, you know, we're getting a little light show here.
Yeah.
Mr. Lockwood's doing a little light work in the press box.
Steve Lockwood, athletic director / electrician.
But they rolled Davey out to the left side, and I think that's where he's most comfortable. When he's rolling to his left, it makes it very easy for him. He had two receivers there available, but the back guy, the tight end coming out of there, I think it was Campbell, was covered. He just dumped it off, made a nice play to Pierce, and they pick up that two-point conversion. And those are critical. You know, I look back at the Gladstone game, and we weren't able to convert a couple two-point conversions that would have changed the nature of that game. And I think if you talk to Coach Menard, that's one of the things he would say too. Those two-point conversions, they don't seem like much, but they're critical plays, and they go up 8-0 early on after a good defensive stop is big for Suhai.
Only took three plays for Suhai for the touchdown, and now the kickoff for Pierce, and the Chiefs take it at their own 12-yard line. They'll cut up the left side of the field. Good special teams by the Devils. That looks like Vince Feebles in there as he brings down David Heyer, and Heyer brought down shy of the 20.
Yeah, and you're right. This is really good special teams so far by Suhai. We saw the punt return, and now great kick coverage, really putting Sheboygan in bad field position, starting about their own 21-yard line, but great coverage by Suhai. And you got to, right out of the gate, you got to see a big punt return, and now a kickoff special teams coverage. Suhai is really an advantage right there on special teams, and we've seen that where it goes the other way against us early in the season.
From the 22 of Sheboygan, first and 10, and they'll hand off up the middle. Not much doing there. Look like big John Burke. No, Nick Chico in on that play.
Yeah, that was number 71, Nick Chico, blowing that up early and really stopping that inside run. That quick handoff to the fullback straight ahead. No yardage, maybe gained a half a yard, but give Chico some credit right there. Made a good play on the interior line for Suhai.
Coming up at halftime, Suhai Athletic Director Steve Lockwood will stop by and join me. And we'll talk about winter sports getting going on time, the hope is. And that was announced by the MHSA today. And Mark Ewell, the executive director, and we'll talk to Steve coming up at the half. Now rolling out on a pass. This is Stepke. Finds a man in the flats. Not much doing there. Shy of the 30-yard line. And brought down was the receiver there, number 27 for Sheboygan. Or might have, no, it was 23 higher. Higher were able to catch that in the flats.
Yeah, and Bennett Swanson did a nice job from his corner position, stepping up and not falling for the play action, staying with that receiver and really limiting that gain to about 4 yards. So it's going to bring up third and five here for Sheboygan.
And the Chiefs on a third and five from their own 26-yard line, and they'll hand off. This is Heyer. Heyer to the right side has a little bit of delay, breaking tackles. He's going to be brought down shy of the 30-yard line and probably shy of the first down.
Yeah, it's going to bring up about fourth and two, and I'm going to tell you right now, I will not be shocked if Sheboygan doesn't go for this right here. Down 8-0, season's not going real well for them.
Yep.
They might just roll the dice here and say, let's try to pick up this fourth down.
Fourth down coming up from the 29 for the Chiefs. 5.5 to go opening quarter, 8-0 Blue Devils. They get a touchdown, a 27-yard scamper from Chris Pierce, and then the pitch and catch of the two-point conversion, Davey finding Pierce in the left corner of the end zone. A fourth and two try from the 29 of Sheboygan. Pat's right on this, and they might have gotten someone to jump, but the officials are pointing towards Sheboygan. So
yeah, it looked like the right end or the right tackle jump for Sheboygan. I think they were going to go with a hard count there. This is going to back them up 5 yards, and now it's going to force a punt. Instead of being fourth and short, it's going to bring up fourth and six, and you got to figure Sheboygan's going to punt the football here.
Chilly outside, but best press box in the world.
Oh, yeah,
because
we got the heater right here.
Tell you what, Dr. Tim Hall had that put in as an athletic director, and I told Tim earlier this year, that's the best decision you ever made in your whole career, is put that heater in this press box. I don't care what anybody says. It's all about my comfort. Everything else is secondary, Patrick. 5:07 to go in the first quarter of play. Me, 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 and more about me.
Oh, well, shocking.
Prof all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
8-0 Sioux High with the lead here, and a 4th and 7 coming up for Sheboygan. And you know, I looked at the forecast. I looked at my yard in particular, and I thought I could just imagine what the Van Sitter's field looks like tonight. And I thought Scott Menard's smiling because it's playing right in the bread and butter of what they want to do.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's exactly what his focus is going to be for the little while here. They've got to be able to run the football, and they've got to be able to run the football consistently. When they've struggled early on, they couldn't run the ball, especially with Pierce. But we saw against Marquette, when they started running the ball with Pierce and Robinson, good things happen. And, you know, everybody loves the passing, but bottom line is, in Northern Michigan, you got to be able to run the football to be successful.
And there's the punt, and it goes out of bounds above the 50-yard line to about the 47-yard line of Sioux High, and the Blue Devils will take over. Decent field position, 1st and 10 coming up for the Devils, up 8-0 with 5:01 left here in the opening quarter.
Yeah, they're going to get good field position here. I'm trying to see where they're going to mark it, but they're going to mark it right about maybe the 49-yard line of the Sioux. So, again, outstanding field position, and so far Sioux High is winning the battle on the offensive side of the ball, the defensive side of the ball. But the big thing is they're also winning the special teams battles, and that's been a struggle for them this year.
Davey under center, split backs behind him now for Jake, and now Davey will hand off. This is going to be a cut up the right side for Robinson. He has daylight breaking tackles across the 40, still going, and he's still trying to get to the 35, and those strong legs get him to the 35. He had two guys on him. If he thinks he's Chris Pierce or what's going on, tough run by John Robinson.
Yeah, just straight ahead, and you know, again, that little counteraction by Sioux High to the right side. They fake the ball to Pierce, and then they give it to Robinson going around the right side, and he did his best Chris Pierce imitation there as he kept those legs turning, and Sheboygan couldn't bring him down. He picked up about 5 yards after contact.
1st and 10 for the Blue Devils from the Sheboygan 35. Split backs are behind Jake Davey. Nobody out as the receiver. Davey now hands off. We get a whistle.
It's going to be a false start, I believe.
False start on the Devils. Devils got a 1st down on that run by Robinson.
Yep. So it's going to bring up 1st and 15, but just looking right now, I mean, it looks to me like Sheboygan is really outmanned up front. Sioux High's getting off the ball. They're creating holes there. Even though there was a false start there, if there's no false start, Pierce is got a lot of green in front of him on that play. There's just no penetration right now from Sheboygan's front five.
And we've talked about how good the solid that offensive line has been all year for Sioux High as well. 1st and 15 after the false start on the Blue Devils, back to the Sheboygan 40-yard line. Split backs behind Davey. Davey will hand off. Pierce right up the middle, cuts up to the left side, gets across the 35, down to about the 34.
Yeah, and I'm going to pick up another. He's getting 5 or 6 yards about every carry right now. And like I said, that offensive line's doing a great job, and this has got to be playing in Coach Menard's favor right now. He's got to love the power running attack of Sioux High, just going straight ahead.
2nd and 5 coming up for the Blue Devils here from the Sheboygan 35-yard line. Davey under center, split backs behind him. Receiver Morgan Bird split off to the left side. Moving from left to right as seen in your radio dial towards that south end zone. Now Davey will hand off. The deep back is Robinson. Robinson looking for a seam. He'll wiggle around across the 30 all the way down to nearly the 25 for Sioux High. That's a Blue Devil 1st down.
Or very close. I think they're going to mark him a little bit short, but yeah, another good run going off that right side. You know, he kind of hesitated for a second and then found a seam, and Robinson lowered his shoulder, and he picks up another 7 or 8 yards there. So it's going to bring up 3rd and short, but you got to figure this is 4 down territory regardless of what happens here. But you gotta figure Sioux High is not going to change much here. Going to go straight ahead. I expect to see the ball in Pierce's hands.
Third down coming up for Sioux High. Split backs behind Davey. Now Davey will hand off. It goes to Robinson. Bouncing off to the edge. Breaks a tackle from Heyer. He'll cut around across the 15 down to the 10, inside the 10. And a Blue Devil first down in the Sheboygan red zone.
Yeah, nice job of bouncing that to the outside. And then a good cutback by Robinson. And able to turn it up the field and pick up some good yardage. And just like that, first and goal for Sioux High. And they're knocking on that end zone again.
David Heyer tried to make a shoestring tackle on the right edge, and it was Robinson able to wiggle out of that and get inside the 10. First and goal from the 8-yard line, make it the 7 for Sioux High of Sheboygan. Davey under center, split backs behind him. Devils up 8-0 early on, looking for more as they knock on the touchdown door. Split backs behind Morgan Bird. Now Davey, he will go right up the middle on the handoff now, and it's Pierce all the way inside the 5.
Yep, right down there, and it's going to be second and goal from both the 2, and another good surge by the offensive line. And the other thing is, Dave, I'm just looking here, and when Davey, if Davey ever decides to keep the ball, if he fakes it, I mean, he could walk in there. You and I could walk
zone.
In there. Yeah, there's nobody around him, and I'm sure the coaching staff is taking a look at how much Sheboygan is really playing that inside run. If he ever decides to pull it out, you or I could walk in there.
And you could walk in, probably eating a sandwich. Now the handoff to the right side. This is going to be Robinson going towards the goal line. Touchdown, Sioux High. 3-yard scamper for the Blue Devils' John Robinson.
Yep, right off the right side again. And the same play. It's been basically two plays. It's been Pierce up the middle or the little counteraction for Robinson going around the right side. And they've been able to walk in. And just like that, it is 14-0. And Sioux High's got a chance here to go up 16-0. And if you're the coaching staff, you got to be very happy on all facets of the game, from special teams to defense to offense right now. Great start for Sioux High. And the big thing here, and not allowing any momentum for a Sheboygan team that has really struggled this year.
Here comes a two-point try coming up, and Davey, play action. He'll tuck it and run. He'll go towards that corner of the end zone, and they run the play that Pat alluded to that is going to be there, and that's Davey's legs. He gets off to the edge and gets the two-point try.
And it's 16-0 again, and exactly, I said, you know, he made it a little bit more difficult faking that and having to roll to the right and turn it upfield. So just like that, it's 16-0, Sioux High, and great start for the Blue Devils here, and you know, they got it going the way they want right now. I think the big thing here is just keep your foot on the pedal and keep pushing down here and take care of business and get this game over with. And I think they've done what they wanted to do, especially in the first quarter, because the big thing here is you didn't want to give Sheboygan any sense of momentum whatsoever. They haven't allowed that to happen. You jumped up 16-0 in a game like this, and right now they're in great shape.
Very good position for the Blue Devils, and Coach Menard, of course, knowing this is a rivalry game, and you know, I knew they were going to step on the jugular and just not let up, because of course there's things at play here, and of course Nertz over there, Tony's giving the thumbs up, so he's liking what he's seeing, running that scoreboard over there. But the Blue Devils, you know, right now you just got to keep on pressuring them. And because there's a lot at play, we talk about playoff projections and things of that nature. You want to be home as much as you can.
And all points matter at this point. And, you know, obviously you want to win every game you can. And if you could go into these playoffs 4-2, who knows what's going to happen? I mean,
right.
Well, let's just, you know, obviously Cadillac getting that first round bye is inevitable. But what happens if they get beat? You know, then you could potentially go from 2 to maybe 3, and we got a fumble.
Yep, off the kickoff, Sioux High's recovered the fumble in Sheboygan territory. Looks like it is inside the 25-yard line, and the Devils will take over from there on the
there it is.
On the fumble on the kickoff, and the Devils take over as they will get the ball back. Cadillac, by the way, is playing Bay City John Glenn tonight. And Ludington, also in the Sioux High region, is playing Lake City. Escanaba and Gladstone are playing, of course, in Gladstone. That's a rivalry game like this one. Anything can happen there.
Right. And you know, I mean, you look at seeding and you think, you know, and I mean, I hate to even look at it from this standpoint, but do you want to play Escanaba at the 2-seed?
Well,
I mean, that's a dangerous team to play at the 2-seed. They've only had one game, and, you know, that – one week to the next is usually your biggest improvement. So, and they haven't played a lot of football.
Handoff goes to Robinson. He bounces off to the edge, has some daylight. One man to beat, breaking tackles inside the 10, brought down to about the 7 in a Suhai first down.
Yeah, and Suhai is looking to put this game away early here. If they could put points on the board right off of here, they could jump up 24-0, and you could just about end this thing as they put it down first and goal, and Sheboygan's going to take a timeout and regroup here a little bit.
Timeout, Sheboygan, and Pat's talking. Pat and I mentioned the playoff projections. Coach Menard said off the air to me as I asked him how things are looking, and he mentioned the Escanaba-Gladstone game, and he's keeping a keen eye on what's going on down at Saginaw with Arthur Hill and Saginaw, because that plays a role too,
right?
If Arthur Hill wins or what have you there. And oh yeah, I know that what they're thinking is they'd much rather play. I think this is what's at play here, and I know you'll agree with me on this, Pat, is play Arthur Hill here. You know, make that long drive. Let that happen, and let Arthur Hill come up here in the cold and this nasty and nasty weather on this tough field and play up here, and let Escanaba and Ludington duke it out along the banks of Lake Michigan, and then that's who you play the next week. I think that's
ideally what is being thought.
But
I guess my question is so now with that scenario, and I haven't looked at the bracket that much, so that means Cadillac sitting with the bye, they're automatically going to get the 4-5.
Correct.
So they're going to get Bay City or Alma.
Yep, and Bay City and Alma are locked in, it looks like, at 4-5. It appears. Now, this will be a handoff up the middle for the Blue Devils. They're saying they got the touchdown. Suhai raises their hands. The officials still have not given the signal yet. I think he's shy of the goal line. Knocking on the touchdown door. It was first and goal for Suhai from the 7. And still no signal from the officials. I think they're shy of that line.
Yeah, just a little bit. It's going to bring up second and goal from about a half a yard, and I would expect nothing fancy here, just straight ahead. And if you're Coach Menard, you can jump up here, you know, quickly 22-0, possibly 24-0, and kind of put this game away. And you know, it seems rather early to say that, but with inside a minute to go here in the first quarter, if you're up 24-0, you could kind of put this game on ice if you can put points on the board here.
Split backs behind Davey on the second and goal from the 1, and they'll hand off up the middle. It's a touchdown for Suhai as they get in the end zone, and Chris Pierce takes it in from 1 yard out.
Yep, and now you're going to hopefully put the two-point conversion in play here. Go up 24-0, and now you start kind of game planning for next week a little bit. You don't want to show too much this week in terms of what you're going to do next week, and you're in total control here. And the way our defense has played this year, you can't see this getting away. And I know it's only the first quarter, but up 22-0, looking like they're going to go up 24-0.
Two-point try coming up. Davey under center. Split backs behind him now. And they will hand off to the right edge. It's Robinson, and he easily gets into the end zone for the two-point try. 24-0, Suhai.
Yeah, and, you know, you just look here at Sheboygan, and you could just see that, you know, it's been a long, you know, it's you're 0-5. You're playing your sixth game, and you can kind of see that attitude right now of, oh, boy, you know, they're almost on their heels, and it's tough sledding, and this is a tough situation for Sheboygan coaching staff to be in. When you're 0-5 and now you're down 24-0, and you got to try to find some sort of spark, some sort of energy, and this is a tough thing to do, especially in football, because it's not an easy sport to really regroup from, because, you know, you hate to say it, but the weather's cold. It's not a lot of fun when you're in this situation, and if you're Suhai, you got to be very happy with this start. Obviously up 24-0, just keep moving, doing what you got to do here and not get too carried away here. I think you just play kind of conservative from here on out, keep that lead going, and get moving on to next week. And it'll be interesting, like you said, with that playoff projection. Totally different this year with everybody getting in.
Everybody getting in, it's because this was changing this year anyways. The automatic 6 wins and 5 wins if you're playing 8-game schedule was out, and that ball goes a big booming kick all the way into the end zone. A touchback, it will be called by the officials, and it went right through the hands of the Sheboygan kick returner there. So the Chiefs will have first and 10 coming up with 41 seconds left in the quarter, 24-0 Sioux High. But the playoffs are changing coming into a regular year. Well, then COVID hit, and that jumbled everything, and they said everybody makes the playoffs in the truncated six-game regular season.
You know, I don't mind it.
I don't either.
I don't either. I mean, you look at it and you think, why not do a seven-game season? Or an eight game season, and seed everything.
Yep,
it's not a bad system. I honestly, Dave, I like how football seeds it. I wish basketball and everybody else would seed it like they do.
Right, and now this will be Sheboygan in trouble. They'll drive them back with the Blue Devils as the interior gets there. Emmett Fazuri is led by Vince Feebles as well, and Sheboygan, the ball carrier, brought down for a big loss there.
Yeah, and a great penetration, and you said Fazari and Feebles coming in there, and they've played great, done a nice job. Vinny Feebles had a good year. Another kid we haven't called yet is Lujan, but Lujan's been a phenomenal football player for Sioux High this year.
That will be the final play of the the first quarter of play. Sioux High running roughshod on Sheboygan, 24-0, and we will be back in 1 minute with the second quarter. Blue Devils 24, Sheboygan nothing. You're listening to Sioux High Football on 1230 WSOO. All Blue Devils in that first quarter of play as Sioux High's up 24-0 on the Chiefs as the Blue Devils able to get touchdown runs from Chris Pierce, John Robinson, Pierce with two touchdowns, and Chris Pierce with the two TDs. Robinson has a touchdown and a two-point conversion. Davey with a two-point conversion, all Blue Devils in that first quarter. Sheboygan with the ball on 2nd and 10 from the 15, and they will get all the way up to about the 17-yard line. In on the tackle is that aforementioned Dalen Lujan in on that play for Sioux High.
Yeah, and that's a kid that's been on a lot of tackles, and, you know, he's kind of what I would consider the heart and soul of the Sioux High defense. I think he's had a phenomenal year this year, really played well from that linebacker position. He seems to be all over the field, and he kind of is like the quarterback of the defense. He handles the signals coming in from the defensive staff and makes sure the kids are all in the right position. So I just think he's been a phenomenal football player for Sioux High, especially on the defensive side of the football.
3rd and 10 coming up for Sheboygan from the looks like the 20-yard line of the Chiefs, and this will be Stempke under center. He'll hand off. They'll go right up the middle, cut up to the left side a little bit. Host of Blue Devils in on that tackle for Sioux High, and 11 minutes closing in on left here in the quarter. Shy of the first down for Sheboygan, it appears.
Yeah, it's going to bring up 4th down.
4th down, they'll have to punt it again, perhaps.
I would think they would here, and like I said, right now 24-0, and you know, Sioux High's got a chance to really open the floodgates here if they can get a good punt return, because this is going to be a difficult punt, even though it is with the wind in these conditions. Sioux High should get great field position coming out of here.
4th down, Sheboygan will punt it away back deep for the Blue Devils, standing back at midfield at the Chiefs 45 as he backpedals a bit will be John Robinson. Sioux High will move from right to left as seen on your radio dial. A bad snap and the punter is down. The Blue Devils pursue him and Sioux High will have a short field as the young man went down on a knee back towards the 10-yard line.
Yeah, and it's going to be good field position. Wow, great field position for Sioux High. They're going to start on their own on Sheboygan's about 11-yard line here, looks like. So, you know, good shape for Sioux High offensively here. You know, you got to figure they're going to try to put some more points on the board. And as I said, you're going to probably see here if they can put some points here, you're going to start seeing some other kids get into the game. I noticed we brought up a few kids off the JV, so don't be surprised by the second half. We're going to see some of those kids get some action.
1st and 10 coming up for Sioux High. We got a timeout on the field. And, you know, I would really like to see those JV kids be able to play, because those poor kids lost the end of their season. And
they did.
And it would be nice to see some guys able to get out there, really. I mean, it was good to see. Of course, every year usually you bring up JV kids anyways. But, you know, this truncated season we've had, and week four it was. I lose track, of course, with the schedule changing. But they, of course, you know, had a COVID situation there, and they had to tend to. And And their season pretty much was lost. So that would be good to see. That happened last week.
Yeah, and the benefit here is now you get this opportunity to get these kids some opportunities to play. You know, figuring that they go up by enough, you're going to get some young kids some opportunities to play. And that's a benefit. And the longer your season goes from here, that's a really big bonus for Sioux High.
Yes, it is. And split backs behind Davey, and they'll hand off. And a huge hole there, bouncing off to the left corner and waltzing in for the touchdown as John Robinson.
Yeah, easy play there, and they countered it back to the left side this time with a little trap action, and able to they fake it to the Pierce going up, and they trap off the left side, and Robinson went on untouched, and just like that, it's 30-0, and it's going to be, you know, I mean, we're going to get to the point. The clock can't run till the second half, but it's going to be close to that running clock situation for Sioux High. You got to give them credit. I think they've come out, done what their coaching staff has asked them to do. They haven't had to throw the ball much at all. They've been able to run the football effectively, and, you know, I mean, they've made it look pretty easy. The offensive line has been getting off the ball extremely well, and they got to be happy with the way they've played this first half of football.
Now Davey, and they'll hand off to Pierce. He'll bounce wide to the edge. He doesn't get in. There's a penalty flag as well that comes flying down on the two-point try.
Yeah, and that's probably going to be a hold, I believe, on Sioux High.
And that will be no good on the run for Pierce, trying to get to that edge. The first two-point try they have not been able to get. And it's holding against the Blue Devils. And no good on the run. Penalty declined by the Chiefs. Sioux High with a 30-0 lead right now, routing Sheboygan. And, boy, that has not been said often in this
series.
No, it's usually the other way around.
Hardly ever, you know. And if you're Sioux High, you're not gonna hide from it at all. You know, it's been a lot of years where you could say you're up 30-0 with 10 minutes to go in the second quarter against Sheboygan. But they are definitely doing the job. And the tables have turned here a little bit with Sheboygan. And you can just kind of see it. I mean, there's not a lot of energy on that on the other opposite sideline right now. Not a lot of fire coming off the football, and Sioux High is just kind of basically dominating all aspects of the game, from offense to defense. And I've been very impressed with their special teams so far. I think that's going to be a key as we move further along into the playoffs. Not only have to run the football, but you got to win the field possession battles. And early on, it was a struggle, but things have improved. Now, we haven't had to punt the football tonight, but kickoff has been a big deal. A lot of times we squib it and give the other team good field position, but tonight we've been able to put the ball in the air and get good coverage.
Al Pierce with the booming kickoff, and it's bouncing around the 15-yard line, picked up there by the Chiefs. They'll bounce off to the right edge. It looks like Gage Ginnup, the kick returner there, and Sheboygan will take over. You know, you mentioned the special teams getting stronger, and it's been an issue at times for Sioux High. We talk about Marquette and the punting alignment and the kickoffs. At first, they were kicking short. They obviously, adjustments were made with Chris Pierce, and that's coaching. Through this coaching staff has done a tremendous job. You know, since the adjustments been made, he's shown a strong leg.
And the other thing I like that Pierce does with his kickoffs, it's not a line shot. He puts it up in the air and gets a little hang time on it, and that allows your coverage team some time to get down the field and make some plays. And that time, I mean, the Sheboygan returner had no opportunity to go anywhere, and that's because he can put the ball up in the air and hang it up there a little bit and allow his coverage to get down there.
Sometimes you got the wind with you, a little breeze under it as well. First and 10 from the Sheboygan 17-yard line. And this is Stemke now. And Stemke will hand off. This is David Heyer. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. And a host of Blue Devils bring him down for a loss. And a tough break there for the Chiefs, and it just outmatched in every which way.
Yeah, great penetration. And again, Sioux High did a nice job of just stringing that play out. And just extending it that time, and Albacol came in and made a good play for Sioux High. So, again, I mean, Sioux High is dominating in all aspects here. Penetration on a defensive front, Sheboygan's got nowhere to go with this.
9.5 left in the half, and a 2nd and 11. Higher loss, 1 yard on the play, down to the Sheboygan 16. 30-0, Sioux High with the lead. Split backs behind Stemke, and they'll hand off, bouncing off to the left edge, and driven out of bounds, shy of the 20-yard line is the Sheboygan ball carrier. And it will bring up a 3rd and long coming up for the Sheboygan Chiefs at 9 minutes closing in on left here in the half. The Van Sitters field, at least the rain has subsided. It's gotten chilly out there. We might get some snow. here by Dino.
Let's not say that word.
Well, I was walking. I walked outside earlier. I was like, "Whoa, get back to the press box where it's warm."
Turn the heat on. Yep. I see how it is. Yeah,
I was the first one here, and I turned the heat on. I know how to. I know how to play it. You know, the boys in the middle booth were quite pleased about that, I imagine. And now this will be a handoff up the middle. Not much doing. A host of Blue Devils in on the tackle. They do get across the 20.
Yeah, and it's going to bring up fourth down here, and Sheboygan's going to be probably forced to punt the ball away again. And Suhai will send Robinson back to return it, and they're going to get great field position here again. And, you know, the punting difficulties were the snap last time for Sheboygan was not good. And, you know, maybe they'll go for it here. I mean, if you're down 30 to nothing and you're 0-5, you might decide to roll the dice here.
You never know. And 8 minutes to go. No, they're going to punt it away. And Suhai has their punt returner, Robinson, back at the 50-yard line. Blue Devils moving from right to left to Cena and Randy O'Dell, moving towards the north end zone, and a bad look out, and they steamroll the punter. He dropped the ball, and the Blue Devils pick it up, and they'll try to rumble in for the touchdown, and no signal yet from the official. And
I don't have it either, but...
Not sure who blocked that punt. The guys are trying to figure that out in the middle booth. And the interior got right in as the Schley, the punter, dropped the ball. And he was run right over. A freight train coming at him.
He was. And then I don't know who blocked the punt. It could have been two or three different people. And they gobbled up the football. And I think they were kind of excited because it's a guy that normally wouldn't have scored for Suhai that got that block. And unfortunately, he's going to land about a half a yard short, and Suhai's got an opportunity right now to go up 36 to nothing, maybe make it 38 with a two-point conversion, and everything's going in Suhai's favor right now.
From the one-yard line, first and goal for the Blue Devils, 7:31 to go here in the ball game. They'll hand off up the middle. Didn't need much to get in, no signal yet. And right up the middle, didn't see one from the officials. Blue Devils come running off like they did score the touchdown. And nope, didn't get in.
Yeah, they did. They're moving it back to the two. I just didn't see a signal, but they had to get in because they moved the ball back to the spot where the extra point would come from.
I don't know if the officials are Roy and Vince and the guys are making their order at Buffalo Wild Wings there and grab the cell phone out. I don't know what's going on.
They got the online order. Well, yeah. The Sheboygan's announcers are down there. It's got to be a touchdown. I mean, it's back there.
It was at Pierce?
I think so, yeah.
The sounds good. Is that what you're saying? Well, penalty flag flies. They still haven't put the
delay of game. I mean, I don't know how you call a delay of game there. I mean, you gave them no touchdown signal. You took a while to walk it back, and then you call a delay of game. I don't know. But I'm not going to – he's going to Florida. He's going to never see snow.
Nope.
Lucky dog.
Yeah, so we'll go ahead and make fun of him.
What your golf game would be like if you had year-round golf.
You know, I finished strong, thank you very much. I did.
I'm not.
I finished strong. You like to make fun of my golf game. You do.
I don't.
Because you're a decent golfer, I guess.
I'm okay. Allegedly.
Allegedly,
I know.
You know, but Jimmy Myers and those guys aren't going to say anything bad about you. Oh, yeah, he does a real good job. He's on our team. Go, team, go.
Not on their team.
You used to be, Rich. 709, 709 left here, and a first and goal coming up for Suhai. They didn't get in the end zone.
They're the enemy.
They're the enemy now.
Yeah, they're the refs.
They kick you. They kick you off the team, did they? Did you miss birdie a couple times?
Yeah,
Bennett's out.
Well, don't put it past Roddy Van Sloten. I mean, he is the king of finding the best golfers around in the area. You know, all of a sudden he'll on Saturday he's got one team, and on Sunday he's got a different team.
See, I have my Bay Bills fellas that
they'll shoot 2-under on Saturday and 14-under on Sunday with three different golfers. It's amazing.
I got my Bay Bills fellas that just say, "Old Prof, go ahead and just I'm a monster on that putting green. Go ahead and putt away for us." Now it's a first and goal coming up for Suhai. They back him up back to the 10-yard line. Davey under center, split backs behind him, and now he'll hand off, and this is straight ahead running. Ryan LaPlante, little spin move, and he runs into the end zone for the touchdown.
Nice little spin move, and then up like that, it's 38 to nothing, the two-point conversion.
And a TD run there for the Blue Devils off two plays, and they get in the end zone for Suhai. Ryan LaPlante from 10 yards out. And this one here is a rout for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, this one is rout's a nice way of putting it, I think, right now. 38-0 with 7 minutes to go here in the second quarter. And, you know, we're going to have the running clock situation, and barring Sheboygan scoring, but you got to figure you're going to see a running clock situation for Sioux High here. And again, they've come out and done exactly what they needed to do against a lesser opponent. They haven't allowed this team to get any type of momentum whatsoever, and that's a big deal for them. And they're building towards the playoff run right now.
You know, Scotty will call off the Dogs. The Blue Devils and their coaching staff will call off the Dogs coming up here as with a 38-0 lead. But I'm sure there's a lot of former Blue Devils from days gone by, Mike Lynn and such, that as that kickoff goes out of bounds, automatic penalty flag. And that might be listening here and be like, no, don't call off the Dogs. You know how many times Sheboygan's bumped us? But, of course, they'll be classy about this. And Sioux High with the 38-0 lead here in the second quarter. It's just 7:09 to go. There's a lot of former Blue Devils, including yours truly, that's
have seen the other side of this equation.
Kind of enjoying this right now.
I bet, yeah.
I'll be honest.
I mean, there's not a lot of tears being shed over this.
No, I get it.
There was
one year in the mid-80s or in the late-80s when Shannon Scarborough was
there. Oh, I was here at this game.
63-0.
Oh, yeah, I sat here right over here. Mm. Yeah, it was a cold night then, too.
He was tough. He was one of the best athletes in Northern Michigan, really, high school.
Oh, boy.
But not the sharpest tool in the shed, though. That's what I heard of. And now Stepke is brought down for a loss, and Sioux High had no, as far as... they had no resistance from the line that time. They ran right into Stepke.
Yeah, that was Callan Campbell coming from the right end, and he had a wide open look from the quarterback's blind side, and he lit him up. And big loss there, a 10-yard loss on that sack, and it's going to bring up 2nd and 20 for Sheboygan. And everything that can go wrong right now for Sheboygan is going wrong. And you're right. There's no resistance right now. They've kind of conceded this football game.
6:25 left here in the second quarter of play. 2nd and long coming up for Sioux High. Steve Lockwood will join me at halftime coming up. Sioux High Athletic Director, unless he has another light bulb to change. And
just call him Tom Edison.
Yeah. I might have to go fix some sighting in the press box here. I'll have to get his tool belt out. 6:07 to go here in the second quarter, and a 3rd and long coming up. 38-0 Blue Devils over Sheboygan. Last game of the regular season. This seems odd to say 38-0.
Oh, I mean, I've called a lot of Sheboygan, and ones that we've won,
yep.
Never like this.
Mm-mm.
No, it's over right now. And
boy, remember the, here we could do flashbacks. Remember the game when Raynell Anderson ran like a deer?
Yes.
All game? And that was the game that turned the corner for Sioux High.
Yeah.
They coming off a tough loss to St. Ignace on homecoming, if you recall.
Oh, yeah, I remember that game.
And Raynell... all of a sudden just turned into a machine after
that.
Yeah,
he turned over and then took them all the way down to Mount Pleasant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They beat Ionia. They went down to Mount Pleasant and played
pretty
well.
Played a good first half.
Field position, and if you remember that wind gust of 40 miles an hour hurt Mike James in the punting game.
Oh, yeah.
But they had a really good Mount Pleasant team with a really good quarterback on the heels there going into halftime. And that was a team, it was interesting how they turned the corner, made adjustments, and Raynell Anderson just turned into a beast. But that game against Sheboygan, and another bad punt, taking it back to the end zone, and he doesn't know what to do, the poor kid. This is Stepke. He's in trouble, and he's going to be brought down in the end zone.
For a safety.
Now, that is it's becoming painful to watch, as it's now 40-0. Stepke brought down for that safety. But, we go back to that game against Sheboygan. That's what really turned the corner, because they hadn't – that game, they thumped Sheboygan, not like they're doing tonight, but they thumped a decent Sheboygan.
Like a team.
That was a good Sheboygan team that went to the playoffs. And Raynell Anderson had, over 200 yards rushing. I wanted to say 3 or 4 touchdowns. And I can still hear Jack Kuhn yelling, of course, and a lot of bad words from the field house at halftime. That's how – because Jack Kuhn, the legendary Sheboygan coach, did not lose to Sioux High very often.
Oh,
and they got
often.
Stomped in that game. And that really turned the corner for that team.
Yeah.
That was a fun year.
It was a lot of fun. And, and they struggled early, and then they bounced back. Yeah, they've had, We've called a lot of good football games.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think. Weren't we down in Sheboygan? Did we win on to Rayshon Anderson on a play at the end? Or I can't remember. Down in Sheboygan, I remember there was a great game, a tight game, like 14-12 it ended up. This is usually a really good battle.
Right.
It has been the last little while. I wasn't at last year's game where they made a great play at the end to win it. But
Mike Lynn making play calls as an analyst. As an offensive, trying to be the offensive coordinator slash analyst.
Calling Cowboy right with trips to the left, the Texas twist.
I thought John Gruden was with me. Yeah, he was ready to hoist Jake Davey over his shoulders. He loved that kid. He was having flashbacks like it was Brett Favre. And now Sheboygan will kick off. That was a lot of fun on a windy, cold, late summer night, too. That was week one of the high school football season last year. And Stempke now.
I must have been golfing.
Line
somewhere.
Drive. You were going down to see that team that plays.
Oh, I went to the Michigan game.
Yeah. That's what it was. Kickoff went out of bounds.
Oh.
You went to Topgolf.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you and Haller and, you know, fawning over that big M emblem, the big block.
Wow, we can't all live the life of you going to every stadium in America.
Well, not now.
I'm waiting. I mean, I figured you would be got some special privileges, but no. I got one for you. Who do you think the new Tigers manager is going to be? I mean, it's hard to believe it's 4:40 to go to
40 to nothing. Yeah.
We're talking about the Tigers manager, but who do you think? I mean, I don't know if they've called you to see what you thought.
You know,
I threw a lot of Corner Tolley's name, but they didn't bite.
Well, that would have been a smart move. Get the Hall of Fame skipper down there. He'll turn them around with all that young talent. Riley Green will be batting 300 and he'll run around the outfield with the Nerds at the helm. As Sheboygan with the run there, 2nd and 10, no gain on the player. Sioux High with the run. And now 2nd and 10 for the Blue Devils from the Sheboygan or for the Sioux High 35-yard line. The Tigers want to go with, it sounds like, an experienced manager. I've heard A.J. Hinch, you know, maybe Alex Cora. And now Robinson up the middle and breaking tackles and hop skips a couple guys trying to make shoestring tackles all the way down to the 35 of Sheboygan. A long run and a first down for Sioux High.
Yeah, and good yards after contact again as Robinson broke about 3 or 4 tackles. And right now, you know, Sioux High can run any play they want right now and get big yardage and just going straight ahead. And you got to give that offensive line credit. And a lot of people would say, well, get some of these other kids in right now, but you got to get this group gelled, ready to go for next week. You can't, you know, you may, in second half, you'll see it change a little bit, but right now you got to keep playing your kids because you got to get ready for the following week with the playoffs.
And now the handoff to LaPlante, and he'll bounce off to the edge across the 30 all the way down to about the 25. David Heyer gets him around the waist on that run. But we're talking about the Tigers. Now they got competition. The White Sox, I didn't realize they got rid of Rick Renteria, which was puzzling. They went to the playoffs, but that's a very attractive job. So I don't know if they'll get one of those guys. You know, a lot of people don't want him to go with a guy with no experience because of the Brad Ausmus experience.
Right.
That didn't go well. But you know what? I have no problem with a Don Kelly. I don't know about you.
No, that's a game that's being called up a lot.
Yeah. Marcus Timms' name has come up. They both got in interviews. And now I heard a name, a Kansas City bench coach. Apparently they really liked him in the interview that he
had. Now, where was
the other
Don
day.
Kelly at right now? Is he with
He was with the Marlins at
Marlins,
one point.
Marlins, okay.
Yeah,
is there somebody with the Dodgers that they're looking at too?
Yes, George Lombard, the first base coach.
Okay,
Pierce across the 20 to about the 17. They'll go through the gambit and run through the gambit and have all kinds of names there. But you know, Don Kelly, of course, you know I have no problem with the Don Kelly or Marcus Timms for that matter. And they've been in the trenches for a while, a lot more than what Brad Ausmus. He was just an advisor when they hired him. And now the handoff up the middle, not much doing. But they want to get this thing right because the Tigers are getting close. And that's the big – they're getting closer. They are. Come on.
Man, I feel like I'm having a conversation with Joel Lake right now. They're on the 7-year plan.
So they're getting closer. Look at the White Sox. 2nd and 10 coming up. You call yourself a fan, you're going to hurt those knees jumping off the bandwagon.
Oh, I'm on the bandwagon, yeah. All of Detroit sports. I'm on the bandwagon. It's a great time to be a Detroit fan right now.
Baseball, hockey, and basketball for me.
Well, football and, wow, you Cleveland. I mean, you guys are all right, though. I thought you had something. I was gung-ho about you. I was fired up. I had Odell Beckham on my fantasy football team. I was giddy against Pittsburgh.
Well, I wasn't. Jeez. I knew they were going to be in trouble against the Steelers. I mean, I just knew it. And Mayfield was not – he shouldn't even played. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. I'm not wild about Baker Mayfield. I don't know if he can be that elite quarterback. You need a really good – you need an elite guy to win a Super Bowl. I don't know if he ever can get there.
No,
I worry. I worry about him. They have a lot of skill around them, but, you know, my key thing is I still think they'll make the playoffs. They got to go into Cincinnati and handle the Bengals. Joe Mixon's not playing this week, and he's a Browns killer, so got to take care of business.
Another one of my fantasy football players.
Yep, yeah, you don't want to play him because he ain't playing. He hurt his foot last week against Indianapolis.
I know. I'm
1-5 in fantasy, so I'm struggling.
I am 4-2 right now.
I'm struggling. Michael Thomas has played one game for me.
Oh, yeah. Heard that one, too.
Yep. Tom Brady's my quarterback.
We had a good week last week.
Yeah, he's been getting me points. Hand off, bouncing off left side, off the left tackle to the left edge. I'll get across the 10. And that was Robinson, who's had a big game here, like a lot of Blue Devils, as they get inside the 10-yard line. Minute 50 left here in the half.
Yeah, and it's going to bring up third down in here about 2 yards, but, you know, Suhai's not worried about the clock probably, or the down and distance.
Can
right
we run
now.
The clock at halftime? Just asking for a friend. Third and two coming up for Suhai. Hand off, bouncing off the left edge. Inside the 5, it's Robinson. He's brought down. Another strong run.
And he'll pick up the first down.
Gage Ginnup bringing him down for the Chiefs.
First down Suhai with about a minute 20 to go, and it's going to bring up first and goal from inside the 5-yard line, and it's, as we said, 40-0 with a minute 27 to go, and I'm not talking the fourth quarter. I'm talking halftime.
Yep, we're not even to the halftime bell yet. 1:23 in the clock rolling left here in the half. Suhai's knocking on the touchdown door. First and goal from the Sheboygan Chiefs 5-yard line. And Davey with split backs behind him. The handoff. This is going to be Pierce, and he'll waltz in the end zone from 5 yards out. And Suhai has a 46-0 lead.
Yeah, it's going to. Oof. I don't know.
She's a rough one.
Oh, she is. And then it's just really weird to watch. I mean, usually where, you know, there's just not a lot of resistance right now from Sheboygan at all.
Well, it's been a tough year, and you look at their roster, there's a lot of names on there, but there's not a lot of bodies on that sideline between injuries and whatever the case is. When you're not winning games and they've gotten thoroughly beaten, giving up a lot of points every week.
It's hard to keep kids motivated at that point. And even with the shortened season, I mean, it's only 6 weeks. I mean, think if this was a normal year, 9 weeks.
Oh, yeah, they're probably thankful for the shortened season here. And you know what? Like I was telling Mike Grisdale, I said, you know what? I said, Suhai's been there too. We've had those years that you remember the 21-game losing streak in 0-9 and finally snapping it in Gladstone. I'll never forget that. And they've been there, and, you know, it's difficult.
It's a process. And, you know, I mean, in football, numbers are critical, and momentum's critical, and that whole thing. And you just battle through it. And it's not an easy situation for coaches when you run into this stuff. It, you know, makes for a tough year. And trust me, I'm sure the critics are calling all the time on you. But, you know, you just keep moving on, and you got to keep trusting you know what you're doing, and you're doing the right thing. And and good things will happen. But for Sheboygan right now, it's tough. I mean, you can see it.
And it's tough for Colt Schultz. You take over for a legend.
Right. That's the other thing.
And that's, you know, and then you have a season like this, and sometimes people just don't look at the inside, they don't peel back the onion to look that there's more to it, and they just see the wins and losses, and that's all they care about. And for, you know, a community that isn't used to this or hasn't had this in a long time, I was looking at the history of Sheboygan football the other day, and, you know, dominant for a long time from the 90s and have had a lot of lengthy playoff runs. There's a pitch that goes to the left side and a 2-point conversion for Looks like Morgan Bird, number 15.
Yep, and Bird gets around the corner, and he'll get into the end zone or for a two-point conversion. And there's a kid that played last year and has had a good year for us this year, and he gets the opportunity to take that football and put some points on the board in his high school career. So, again, as a senior playing his last regular season home game here, he'll obviously have a couple home games, hopefully, with the playoffs guaranteed for one, and if they win again, more than likely two.
Yeah, they hope it's two, and we'll know by the end of the weekend. Of course, we'll be back, you know, next week, whether it's here, we hope it's here, or wherever. They'll have that Sioux High football playoff game here on Radio Sioux. We believe it will be here at the Van Sitters Field next week as the Blue Devils will start their postseason campaign. Of course, made the playoffs last year and were able to host two playoff games. A lot of fun with that. And lost a Cadillac here in the snow. I think Pat Killips is still having nightmares about running
yeah,
a snow scoop.
You remember that one, yeah.
From the end zone to the end zone. Poor Pat was out there, did a tremendous job with the field here for Sioux High. And now this will be the Chiefs on the kick return. They get a little better field position than what they had with a minute to go in the half. And a 48-0 lead here for Sioux High over the Sheboygan Chiefs here in Sault Ste. Marie. The final game of the regular season here as we get into the postseason next week. And a 1st and 10 coming up for the Chiefs in the 40-yard line of Sheboygan.
And we'll see what they try to do here with the football. Obviously, 48-0. Both teams out of, I think, timeouts here. I wouldn't expect Coach Bernard to take any timeouts up 48-0 and try to get the football back. If you're Sheboygan, you know, you're just trying to find something to get a little bit of success heading into halftime. Try to find something that is going to work.
So you listen to Blue Devil Football a little bit after 8 o'clock at 1230 WSOL Sault Ste. Marie. Blue Devils 48, Sheboygan nothing with a minute and 1 second left here in the first half. Splitbacks are behind the quarterback Stemke. They'll bounce off to the edge, nothing doing there. And Heyer is tackled around the legs. And a nice play by Timmy Garland. You know, we call a lot of names. There's a kid there that's really played well this year.
Yeah, Pat, as a sophomore, really stepped up, and especially on the defensive side of the football, he's been all over the field and is a kid that's played extremely well throughout this year.
35 seconds left in this one first half. I guess I'm hoping for the fourth quarter at this point. I had a 48-0 lead here for the Blue Devils. 2nd and 14 coming up here for Sheboygan. Second half will move very quickly. We'll be in the running clock. It's a 35-point lead that you have to have for the running clock, and that doesn't start till you start the second half, and Sioux High's eclipsed that already a while ago, and they have a 48-0 lead here. Now split backs behind Stemke. Stemke now will hand off. They'll gain a couple yards on the play. Strong running there, and the young man is a little slow to get up. Is that ball carrier Gage Ginnup, and that's the end of the first half. A merciful end of the first half for Sheboygan. Sioux High 48 and the Sheboygan Chiefs nothing as we have come to halftime. We'll take a 2-minute break coming up here at the half. We'll hear from the Sioux High Athletic Director Steve Lockwood. We'll talk to him about the breaking news today. The MHSA and Lansing is saying winter sports will start on time. That's what they announced today. We'll start with the tryouts and all of that nature, and the hope is to start the regular season on time. They announced that today, and we'll talk to Steve about that coming up here at halftime from the Van Sitters Field in the Sioux on 1230 WSOO. Back live here at halftime of the Van Sitters Field as Sioux High right now with a 48-0 lead over the Sheboygan Chiefs. And here's the totals of this first half of play as Chris Pierce able to rumble in for Sioux High from 27 yards out to start the action for the Devils. Draw first blood, 27 yards out for the touchdown. It was, of course, a 38-yard drive for Sioux High. Jake Davey with the two-point conversion pass to Chris Pierce. Three plays in total. 1:05 time of the drive. Devils started with a short field, and Suhai had an 8-0 lead. Then John Robinson from 3 yards out, 2-point try. Davey would take it on a naked bootleg to the right side. He'd hit the corner of the end zone. 6 plays, 2 first downs for that drive for Suhai. Pierce again with another touchdown, and that would be a rumble from 1 yard out for Pierce. 3 plays, and on the first down, Robinson would get a 2-point conversion try. That would be good from Robinson for Suhai. Blue Devils up 24-0 going into the second quarter. Robinson again from 10 yards out. 2-point try, no good. 1 play, 7 seconds, that's all it took. Sheboygan special teams really struggled. They lost the ball on a bad punt, and Suhai would have a short field. And the Blue Devils would then go up 30-0 as Robinson would run it in from 10 yards out. 2-point try was no good for Suhai in the 10-yard run for John Robinson. And the Blue Devils then would get Ryan LaPlante getting a 2-point try off the touchdown run for Suhai, and a rumble of 10 yards from Robinson. LaPlante would get the 2-point try. That would be good. It would be 38-0 Suhai. But then the Blue Devils would get a safety off a bad Sheboygan punt, and they would block it and take it into the end zone for the touchdown. Didn't get the name of the young man that got that safety for Suhai, and it was a 40-0 Blue Devils lead. Pierce, 3-yard run, 2-point try. Good. Morgan Bird with the run, and Suhai has a 48-0 lead at the half. You ready now, Steve? All right, slap those on. We'll bring Suhai Athletic Director Steve Lockwood on. And breaking news today from the MHSAA. Then they announced, and they've been trying to stay on top of these things, and they announced that they will start winter sports on time, the tryouts and everything. And that was announced today. They wanted to get ahead of it. And Mark Ewell had some things to say. I listened to an interview and wanted to get your impressions as the athletic director here at Suhai. And there'll be some tough things coming out of this, and that is being with the indoors and that you guys really have to watch the attendance limitations and things of that nature. But your thoughts on what came down today?
Well, I think it's all positive. I mean, like you said, we're starting on time. Everything's a go right now. That's great. Good news for all our kids and all our sports. So we're happy to hear that. Like you said, with the spectator limits, that's probably going to change. It is going to change, we're going to be down to 2 per student when things start here. And we'll kind of, I think their plan and everyone's plan is kind of feel it out and see how things go. And, hopefully a little bit later, maybe increase the attendance limit. But I know they're going to start with 2 per athlete to start the indoor winter sports. So,
you know what? You and I were commenting off the air. I was talking to Pat about this too, Pat Bennett, and that is, you know, I listened to Mark Ewell's interview with the huge show that they have, of course, statewide and online today before I came here to the Van Sitters. And Mark had a really good, comment about it, similar to what he said about football. He says, and he was on Coach's Corner on our show talking about it as well with football, but he said, listen, he said, if we don't play winter sports or play sports, these kids are going to find another spot to go AAU or whatever, he said. And we can condense it into our regions as far as they're not traveling in many places. We lose them to AAU and things of that nature, then they're all over the Midwest. He said, you want to talk about a super spreader of COVID, there you go. And I thought, he's right. I agree with that analogy on that.
I do too, completely. There's going to be something that they're going to go do instead of high school sports if that's the only option. So,
and how do you get them back?
Once they start that, it's tough. And like you said, they could be going to Wisconsin or Indiana or Ohio. I mean, they're traveling very far distances for those AAU club type of teams. So I think it's the absolute correct approach. And, like you said, we're going to kind of the same with the fall sports start, it was kind of restrictive, loosened up a little bit. Hopefully we'll see the same thing in winter sports, and we're just going to, I think their goal is to try to start very safely and kind of progress from there and make sure things are going well.
Watch the numbers, things of that nature. Yeah. and of course, this came out today, so there'll be a lot of things that you don't have a lot. Nobody really has a lot of answers to it, but I'm sure it'll be coming down the pike here. But it's just good to see the fact that it was put out that they're going to start it, and we'll just go from there. And you know, the thing is the safety protocols have been in place. We've had a positive here and there. You're going to have that. That's just the reality of the situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's bound to happen. There hasn't been, I don't think, as many as maybe there could have been. I mean, the number's been pretty low. It's been pretty good. You're going to have one once in a while, and everyone's been really good across the state, other ideas, other schools, everyone about contacting and being in touch, and everybody's keeping each other informed. And
Mark used the analogy Mark Ewell did today that he says, you know, these positives, a lot of these cases aren't happening as far as at the schools and things and in practices, things of that nature. He said, we are finding, and this is the case,
right,
even at the college level and the pro level,
yep.
He said, as he referred to it as the fifth quarter parties afterwards and things of that nature. He said,
yeah.
He said, that's where you're getting them, which that has been the case if you look at Major League Baseball, not to compare it, but it's kind of the same boat.
Well, I mean,
and the same thing with the NFL.
NFL, and like you said, just about colleges. I mean, we saw when colleges went back, you know,
yep,
we had a little bit of rise there across
Florida.
You know.
Just University of Florida had 26 cases, including the head coach.
Yeah, I mean.
So, you know, it is what it is.
You're absolutely right.
But, and, you know, you look at you guys got your safety protocols in place, and it would be good to have it. And so the main thing here is practices and tryouts will start on time in November with the, you know, hockey, basketball, and all the, you know, other sports,
yep,
swimming and things of that nature.
Yep. Everything's on right now. Everything's a go as scheduled, and, you know, that's great news. So, again, just much like the fall was, it'll kind of be a learning curve for everybody as we get through the winter, but, you know, we're happy to hear everything starting on time.
Sounds good. I wanted to, because I didn't want to ignore the elephant in the room. Thanks for joining us here at halftime to talk
no
about
problem.
It. Just to have comments about it. And thanks again. And we'll be, of course, having you on down the road. And thanks for giving us a few minutes to talk about winter sports. It's going to be coming up here after we're done with the fall sports. We hope we have a long Sioux High football season.
Yeah, we might even be a little crossover here if we have a couple good football games. And those fall, or the winter sports will start. We'll be busy for a bit.
I was just talking to, you know, Pat. I said, saying 48-0 Sioux High over Sheboygan is, and I'm a Sioux High grad and played football in the mid-90s. It was the other way around, Steve.
Yeah,
back in my day.
I don't think that's probably ever been said before tonight.
You know, and we don't rejoice in it. You know, there's been some really good games between these two, and they're a once proud program. And, you know, hey.
We all have our years.
And, you know, Sioux High's been in that boat, too. You were coaching at the lower levels, I think, when we went through a winless season.
I was with Coach Bernard, actually, that year. And I think we went down to Sheboygan, and it was, 63-6 or something. We were on the other side. And, you know, every program, I mean, you go through your ebbs and, you know. And
it's like a roller coaster.
It is, yep, so. I'm sure they got a lot of young kids, a lot of good young kids, it looks like, so I'm sure they'll be back on the
But things are looking good for Sioux High football.
Absolutely.
Hopefully, there's a very good chance we'll get a couple playoff games, we'll find out by the end of the weekend, but we'll be in pretty good shape.
We're waiting on, I think, at least one score from tomorrow afternoon. I think maybe Arthur Hill is the Saturday game down there, I think I heard.
Against Saginaw High, battle of winless teams, I believe.
Yeah, but, you know, in our district, that – you never know how that's going to shake out. So hopefully tomorrow evening we'll have a clearer picture of who we're hosting or what's happening.
Sounds good. Thanks for joining
me,
as always.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, that's Steve Lockwood, Sioux High Athletic Director, and we'll be back. Second half coming up. We will take a three-minute break here, Sam, and be back with the second half. Sioux High 48, Sheboygan nothing on 1230 WSOO.
You've got – trying to see out here. 55 is another freshman, Carson Cronemeyer. So a few guys getting some action here on kick receive, and good for them. You know, a lot of fun for them. They put in their time. Obviously, their season cut short with a little bit of COVID issues, but now they're getting this opportunity to get out here and play as freshmen in a varsity football game. That's got to be pretty exciting for these kids.
And they go with the onside kick.
And nice play right out of the gate by number 55, Cronemeyer.
Yep.
Jumping on that football and read the onside kick right away.
Yeah, he saw that coming. And Suhai works with a short field as Sheboygan goes at the onside kick, trying to spark something there. And it goes to no avail, and the Blue Devils will have the ball with very good field position from looks like the 48 of Sheboygan.
Yeah, good alertness there by the front line there of Suhai as that Sheboygan was trying to get something going and unable to do anything there and able to recover the kick.
Now the Blue Devils with split backs behind Davey. Davey hands off now. They'll bounce off to the edge. Robinson following his blockers all the way down to about the 40 of Sheboygan.
About
a seven-yard gain.
Right into a pretty good mud puddle.
Yeah, face full of mud there, thank you. And that's where a lot of times where that water lays on this field. The field looks in better shape than I thought it would.
No, it's in good shape. You know, there's obviously going to be some soft spots. I mean, we've got a pile of rain, but it's really held up well. And, it get a little bit of drying over this week, and it should be in pretty good shape for next week when they host a playoff football game.
You hope. This rain's going to stop. Split backs behind.
You said it's going to snow, so.
Neither one of us are or Carl Bonac or Tom O'Hare. So
I stay at a Holiday Inn Express tonight, so, I mean, I'm close.
Tom Baudette, thank you. Leave the light on for you. Across the 30-yard line. Let's don't stay at the Days Inn.
I was waiting for that. Man.
E.J. Lang. Wow. That was something else, wasn't it? I listened to the Drew and Mike and Drew, the Drew and Mike podcast. Brian Davey had it on Facebook there, and then they interviewed TJ, and he got to listen to his version of the events. It was a rather entertaining conversation. There goes LaPlante, and he's rumbling for a touchdown. 29 yards untouched off the right side.
Yeah, easy play there. Another little trap play off the right side, and give the offensive line some credit as LaPlante will rumble in from about 29 yards out, and it's 54-0. And you'd say the floodgates are open, but they've been open for a while, and it's turned into an absolute annihilation right now by Suhai, and all momentum going their way. And, you know, they've been on the other side. It was funny. I was coming out of here, and I ran into Mike Lynn out there, and he said, I remember being on the 59-0 side of this before, so.
Yeah, well, like we said.
Everybody's remembering.
There's not going to be any tears being shed here. And I knew Mike would be at the front of the line saying, yep, keep it going.
Oh, yeah.
And now this will be the handoff going left side, trying to get into the goal line, and he'll be brought down shy of the end zone, the ball carrier there. 42, I think that's Caden Lujan, isn't it? I believe.
I don't know. No, that's the one number I didn't have on my roster was 42.
And no, I'm not sure who that is. No,
because Caden Lujan was 45, but right. I was looking out there to see if there's a 45 out there if he switched jerseys by chance. But because he's played a lot early, it's obviously somebody that's played quite a bit. So maybe that's maybe he switched jersey numbers because I did not have a 42, but I do see a 45 down here. So.
Boy, a lot of nice, fresh, clean jerseys.
Oh, yeah. You got a lot of, and good for them. They're getting that opportunity to get out there to play. You got number 85. It looks like Billy Menard's out there right now. So you got a lot of different kids out here. I can't see. I think on that far side, I thought that was 82. It looks like Joe Gravel is out there, another freshman. So a lot of young kids getting an opportunity to get out there and taste a little bit of varsity football action. And, that's only going to benefit Suhai down the road.
54-0, Suhai with the lead. There's the kickoff, bouncing all the way towards the 27-yard line. Sheboygan will try to take it forward, and right into that mud pit again they go. A few jerseys not clean anymore. Number 85 bringing them down there. For the Blue Devils, that was, looks like, Tayton Musser. And Tayton bringing him down.
So, again, a nice job by Suhai. And, again, a lot of opportunities here for kids to get some opportunities to get out there and play. And, like I said, they got to be excited. But, not all of them are out of there yet. I see still Lujan's out there playing and a couple other kids. And a lot of them look like maybe a few seniors still out there as this is their last regular season home football game. They're going to get their last opportunity to be on the field for a regular season game.
They will bring up a first and 10 for Sheboygan from the 30-yard line of the Chiefs. 54-0 Blue Devils. A 7.5 to go in the third. Running clock. Of course, David Heyer right up the middle. Not much doing there. A host of Blue Devils in on that tackle. Vinny Feebles still out there. And Dalen Lujan in the tackle for Sioux High.
Yeah, and they're getting their those opportunities. Both of those kids are, you know, kids that they'll have to replace the following year. Lujan and Feebles, good, two good solid linebackers for Sioux High.
Yep, and we've seen some kids stepping up and getting a little playing time this year that I think will step into some roles. You have, of course, Emmett Fazuri, who's a good athlete. We talked about Timmy Garland before. And now the handoff right up the middle, not much doing there for the Chiefs. And they'll gain about a yard or two. 6:40 and clock rolling. Second down play from the 30, that was, for Sheboygan. And a 54-0 Blue Devil lead here in the third quarter as Sioux High rolls into the playoffs looking for their fourth win to get the 4-2 on the campaign. Losses to Gladstone. Well, they would like to have that one back. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, to a very good Kingsley team last week.
Speaking of Gladstone, were you kind of surprised? Last week they got, you know, just basically run over by Menominee, which surprised me because Menominee got, you know, steamrolled by Marquette the week
twice
before. And I really you know, I saw that score, and it wasn't even close.
No.
I don't even know if Gladstone scored in that game.
You know, talking to our pal Jack Hall, too, about that, he said Gladstone's kryptonite is Menominee, similar to – he didn't say this, but I was thinking it. Similar to Gladstone's been Sioux High's kryptonite,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
So, and then he said it's something about heading into Menominee County. He said they just have trouble. He said they lost a really good game against Kingsford, a back-and-forth game to the Flivers. And now the handoff. But that was a bit surprising, especially with that quarterback and how he can run things.
Yeah, I mean, I could see getting beat, but, yeah. I mean, they weren't even in the game, surprised me. I didn't know if there was injuries in that game or what happened, but, you know,
they got to be careful tonight because a rivalry game and Escanaba's frothing at the mouth.
And now, like I said, week one and week two is usually your biggest area of improvement, and obviously Escanaba hasn't played other than last week against Marquette.
And that's a tough opener against the Redmen.
Yeah, because it's an offense you don't see a ton, and they like to throw the football.
Marquette's up in Calumet. That's a tough call tonight on that beautiful field turf they have up there.
They do. The Copper Kings.
Yeah, Copper Kings. Field turf up in the Keweenaw. Now the handoff, the right side breaking tackles all the way up. Looked like it was number one that time. Ginnup.
Yep.
Wiggling like a scat back. Right up the middle towards midfield. 4:35 left here. Clock rolling. Second down play it was for Ginnup. They get it up just shy of the 50 to the 49 of Sheboygan. 4:25 to go here in this third quarter of play. And a Blue Devil 54-0 lead here over the Sheboygan Chiefs in the final game of the regular season.
And Sheboygan's not in a hurry here either.
No.
They're just, you know, letting this clock go a little bit. They're not trying to rush it. They're just trying to get a little bit of a drive here and get a little bit of momentum going here in this half.
Stempke under center. He'll now keep it himself. And a host of Blue Devils, Bennett Swanson in there. And he's finally brought down on the play. Looked like Caden Lujan bringing him down.
Yeah, and I like what they're doing right there. Sioux High defensively, you know, against Gladstone. And obviously not the same type of talent here with Sheboygan. But they're really holding their positions on defense. They're not over pursuing. I thought they did that a couple times against Gladstone, and that allowed their quarterback to break free. Obviously a different style athlete than what we're seeing here with Sheboygan. But they're staying in position. They're not over pursuing. They're staying in their lanes, and they're really making Sheboygan's life very miserable to run the football at all.
Third and two coming up. Spin full house backfield for Sheboygan. And they will hand off, nothing doing there. Host of Blue Devils right in the backfield, and they bring them down or bring up a fourth down play, which, you know, like we've been saying all along, oh, they'll go for it, and we'll see what happens here. And you're at midfield, so you're not giving them the field position you have before, and you might be better off to go for it here because the punting game has given them even better field position.
Yeah, I mean, they're not punting this football. You got to figure fourth down here. They're going for it, and the big thing here, they got to hurry up and get it in because they're a little bit slow getting the play in, and it's going to be close to that delay of game situation.
Fourth and four coming up, And Sheboygan taking their sweet time from their Chiefs 48-yard line. They'll hand off. Hesitation there. Now they'll tuck it. Stempke, he's going to be driven back at the 43. And Suhai will take over on downs. First and 10 coming up here. Pat, let me ask you this one. Of course, this is the elephant in the room of the playoffs starting and the COVID era and all that. And, you know, I hope this isn't the case, but, you know, next week of the playoffs, you're going to, you know, you just know what's coming. I don't, you know, I hesitate to bring it up, but you got a COVID case or something with a team, and all of a sudden, boom, it's blown up. I mean, and you just, you know, you really hope it's not a case of a top team.
No, you do. And you know, it's probably going to happen.
And I know
somewhere.
That's the elephant in the room. And
oh,
no
and
to
nobody
talk
wants
about
to talk.
It.
I can tell you as a coach, I don't want to talk about
no.
it.
No. Well, yeah.
If we could wrap them and put them in a bubble, we would. Yeah. I mean,
well, when this whole thing started, and of course, you and I, you know, very vividly last year, and, you know, you had a team that was rolling like a lot. Everybody was in the same boat, and all of a sudden, kaboom, it's over.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you had a team that was poised to make, a, not to, you know, scab, pick up the scabs here on you, but. But that, you know, you just wonder, and you hope that doesn't happen. But, boy, can you imagine it happens to one of these top teams?
Okay, and it could. And, you know, you look at it like this, and it's one of the things I think a lot of coaches have talked about. You just got to be grateful for getting the opportunity to play and take advantage of every game you get to play because you don't know anymore. You really don't, and it's maybe not, you know, perfect scenario right now. I don't know if I agree with everything we're doing in terms of, you know, you get exposed and you got to quarantine for the 2 weeks. Well, you know, there's all the scenarios out there. Well, what if the kid tests negative 2-3 times in a row? You know, the Nick Saban thing. I mean,
yeah, he was going to coach from his living room.
But then, you know, it's positive and then 3 negatives in a row and you get the, you know, you wonder, will a team test that and say, hey, listen, you know, here this stud player is tested negative twice. I mean, why isn't he being allowed to play?
Emmett Fazari's run was a nice run, but it was negated on a hold, so that backs up Suhai across into their own territory at the 46-yard line. Well, here's the other thing. You talk Nick Saban, and as you well know, you know, schools like that, and I talked to Chris Dunbar about this, and we'll pick this up here as we're into the third quarter. And so remember that, folks, if you're still with us, I'll pick it up when we start the fourth quarter. 54-0, Suhai right now at the lead over Sheboygan. Back with a 4th and 1 minute on 1230 WSOA. Blue Devils with a run. They get up the middle all the way up to about the 48-yard line of Sheboygan. 11:10 left here in the fourth quarter, 54-0 Blue Devils.
Well, you were talking Chris Dunbar, so I'm
okay.
I'm sure the audience is sitting on the edge of their seat right
well,
now.
Chris and I were talking about the. Of course, you was on Coach's Corner. I'm glad you brought it up because I forgot my train of thought.
You know,
but
age.
Yeah. I'm only 1 year older than you, but. You know, of course, even though you look like you're 75. And the handoff up the middle, this is going to be LaPlante with a rumble, and he has nothing but green in front of him. Open the door. He's taking it to the house. Ryan LaPlante on a big run of 49 yards.
Yep, straight off right side again. And, I mean, it's not like they're doing anything fancy here or trying to rub it in. They're running between the tackles, and the hole just opened up, and LaPlante had nothing.
Doug can't run like that.
LaPlante had nothing but green in front of him, and he'll run it in here. And I think we might see, Dave, we might want to watch this one. We might see our first extra point kick of the year.
Vinny's out there, Vinny Feebles.
Is it Vinny or is it?
Bennett.
Bennett Swanson.
He's a soccer background, doesn't he?
Well, we're going to find out, I guess.
Timmy Garland's going to hold for him. PAT try coming up.
Oh, he's taking a soccer step, so yeah. Oh, running somebody in lane.
Yeah, LaPlante. they're not used to doing this.
No, they're not. I mean, the whole press box is on their feet right now. High snap.
There's the kick.
Got it up.
Wide, wasn't it?
Wide left.
Yeah.
Not wide right. Bobby Bowden might have came out of the
stand. Look at Nurse. He was really called for a hit.
He didn't know they hit plus one on the scoreboard.
Oh, don't go there. He's ready to call for a hit and run over there, though. No good on that PAT, so it remains 60-0. Sioux High with the lead over Sheboygan. I'm mentioning talking to the GLIAC commissioner, Chris Dunbar, as she pointed out, hey, in high school sports is even more so than the GLIAC, but she said, we're at Division II, we don't have the capabilities testing-wise at these big leagues.
Oh, no, to get back. I heard Saban was being tested twice a day.
I was surprised when he coached. There was some controversy there, but, but I was surprised, but then I wasn't.
You know what? When I heard, and he had tested positive, and then, that they said, well, he's probably going to coach. I said, well, maybe it's a false positive. You know, right. Stafford went through this false positive with the Lions. But they said, well, he might be on the sidelines. I honest to God, thought he might come out. They might have had a little plastic bubble, and he was just going to be sitting in it. Honestly, I didn't know what happened as Sheboygan's going to fumble the kickoff here. And
the worst. Yeah, they can fumble, and Sioux High's going to have a short field. Yeah, you see him come out there, and he's in a humidor, one of those humidors or whatever, in clear plastic. But, he wasn't going to miss coach in that game. That's just the no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Funny thing is if that was, let's say, Harbaugh and how Michigan and how their views on things.
Could you imagine
him?
Oh.
And I could see the school. No, you're not coaching because, it's a liberal school and things of that nature. But
Alabama?
You'd have to put him in chain, in a locked room or something and chain the room and the handoff off right tackle.
Especially that game. I mean, that was the game of the, I know Notre Dame's kind of big, but.
Bo, get up on the carry that time. Well, hey, the Irish are still unbeaten. They haven't played anybody yet, but it's coming. Clemson in 2 weeks. Oh. Tomorrow's a trap game, though, at Pittsburgh.
Oh, that's
Heinz Field.
And that's, what's his face from Michigan State, right?
Narduzzi. But their quarterback has been hurt. I don't know if he's back or not.
And it looks like, do we have it's Pierce is under center right now.
Chris Pierce. Remember when
they're totally starting this car from back here. Jeez.
Now this is the handoff off right tackle. It's going to be Bo Ginnup. We had that conversation before. If Davey's not in, who's the quarterback?
And apparently it's Pierce.
And I remember saying I think it would be Chris Pierce because I know he's taken snaps before. And the Blue Devils at 6:35 left in this one, 60-0. They have the lead over Sheboygan. They'll get to 4-0 on the campaign, head into the postseason next week. Finish 4-2 on the year.
And you got a whole new other than LaPlante, I believe, is 34, you got Isaac Middleton's number 3 back there playing the halfback spot and Pierce under center. So a whole different look.
Oh, that is. I was calling Bo. Bo's number 2. And now they give the ball again off right tackle.
That's Middleton.
Middleton again. My apologies. Good thing you're here to back me up.
Right? I am. You were so worried about Nick Saban being able to coach. You lost train of
thought. You're the one that brought it up. You're the one that brought it up. 5:50
Went off on a Harbaugh tangent.
We might have covered the most ground in any game.
We've covered it. I could think of something like that when we had White Pines here. We were never in this situation.
Oh. I remember Danny Arson and I calling a game, and I went on a rant how we shouldn't be playing them. And I remember apologizing to Dan because Dan has already moved to Alpena. And he says, I don't care. I don't work for them or live here anymore. But that was painful. 4th and 2 coming up for Sioux High. Split backs behind the quarterback, Pierce. And they'll hand off. And the deep back takes it there.
That's Fazari, I believe.
Emmett Fazari. And he'll be run out of bounds as Sioux High's getting all the way down to the 10-yard line. 5 minutes to go.
Quick move in second half.
Yes. It's funny when you get to that run on clock.
It goes
in a hurry.
It does. It does.
Of course, that 40-point barrier in basketball.
Yeah.
And you've been on the right side of that, I think, more than
the other side of it. Oh, it's painful when you're on the other side of it.
I could imagine. 440.
I feel for you up there when I see it. I think, boy, he's got a lot of stuff.
Well, luckily I got Ray Bell with me a lot of times, so Ray can cover some ground.
Oh, yes.
60-0. Sioux High with the lead. They're knocking on the touchdown door. They have a fourth down situation coming up on 4th and goal from the 10. And now Pierce with split backs behind him going to the hard count here. And he'll hand off. And this is Fazari, and he will be brought down and back at the 10, and the Chiefs will take over. They're probably the best play Sheboygan's had all night.
They pushed him back, and but they – no, it's – what is it, second down? Yeah.
Oh,
we picked
I'm sorry.
Up the first down. I know. It's don't worry about it. Don't look at the board.
He was nice to us tonight.
He was starting his vehicle, so he didn't have time to change it. he got to look all the way across the field.
He was nice to us tonight, so we need to be careful. He came over here with smiling and joking. We want that jovial fella.
Yes, we got to keep Mr. Nertoli on our good side.
Yes. I think Uncle Norb was running tape on us last year is what happened. He snitched on us. Look at him. He's staring at you now. You poked the beast. I told you not to. And the handoff goes right up the middle. Not much doing there. A host of Blue Devils trying to block for him. Sheboygan finally bringing him down on the second down play. 3 minutes to go in this one. As Suhai's up 60-0. And close to wrapping this one up here at the Van Sitters, and it's not even 9 o'clock.
Nine o'clock. It's a good night.
Yeah. We'll be out of here before nine bells in all likelihood here. Wow. The game will be over.
Yes.
And hopefully don't turn the lights off on me as I walk down the stairs.
Ben's in a hurry tonight.
Usually it's not Ben. He scampers off before.
He's got, he's Michigan on his mind tomorrow.
Yeah,
7:30.
Little Brown Jug game.
Yeah. Did you see speaking of Little Brown Jug,
I know where you're going.
Yeah, there's a Little Brown Jug between Ingenine and Newberry.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder, did they.
I didn't know if they went and got the Brown Jug.
Yeah, and repainted an E on it over an S.
I don't know.
I saw that.
There's something. I don't know how often they've ever played.
Never. That was the first game.
Yeah,
they've
now that they're both
before.
Eight, man.
Yep. They've never played before. Yeah. That was the first ever meeting last night, and then Newberry win.
Oh yeah,
was it 20-6, something like that?
Yeah,
I believe.
But that's a rivalry,
that
right
is,
there.
That is, that is natural rivalry to have as well.
Yeah. So that's one benefit of the eight man.
Yep, and you're going to see more of that with some teams. St. Ignace has to be getting close. They're holding off, but they got to be getting close.
I got to figure the old guard's not letting it happen.
And, well, from my sources and one in particular, Mr. Grisdale, I think you're onto something there, Pat. That the old guard is on the run. Sheboygan brings him down, and no gain on the play. And the Chiefs are the good tackle, and now they take over on downs, and it's first and goal. But the old guard is holding out. But here's the thing that when you do that, and this is what Pickford ran into. Pickford could have went 11-man for a few more years. The numbers are there. But I remember talking to Uncle Chuck back in the day. He says, we're having trouble finding 11-man games. That's what became the issue.
And it was, because travel. I mean, you had to go along.
Yeah, and I remember they just couldn't do it anymore, and I think that could run into St. Ignace as well, though they're in the NMFL.
That's the benefit they have. They're in a conference, so they're guaranteed
but if
that.
But you keep on getting thumped like Joburg, you see what the 80-plus points on them?
Yeah. But they did get a win.
Yeah, they did. They beat Roger City last week. And Sheboygan, Stepke.
And that
runs
should
all
be
the
last. I would think that'll be the last play of the game.
That should be.
I don't think if I'm Sheboygan, I'm running one more here.
And that will do it. And Suhai gets the win. And Pat, final thoughts: 4-2, and you're heading to the playoffs. And we're in all likelihood are back here next week to start the playoffs. We hope for two games for the postseason, and we shall see what happens. But all in all, of course, there's a game here, a game there. They like to have back the Gladstone game, but 4-2 and two big wins to start the season. Pretty good regular season going to the playoffs.
Yeah, I think looking at how this started off, beating Marquette on the road, Traverse City, St. Francis on the road, they got off to a great start there, and then obviously hit the road bump with Gladstone, then bounced back and beat Benzie, and then ran into a very, very good Kingsley team, and showed up tonight and did what they needed to do, winning 60-0 tonight, and decisive fashion, I guess is the best way to put this. This game was never in doubt.
No.
They had control of it right from the opening kickoff, and they did what they needed to do, and now they move on to the playoffs here. And you know, you got to figure 4-2, nobody else other than Cadillac.
Yep.
And you know, we guaranteed to host one for sure.
Yep.
And you know, now let the point system play out and see where you're at. And you know, you could either have Arthur Hill or you're going to have Escanaba here. And I'm guessing if you're Coach Menard, you want Arthur Hill and let the other two, like you said, battle it out. And then they would probably have to come back up here the second week and play you on your home field. And by then, it's, you know, the second week in November, and it's who knows what the weather's going to look like here.
Yeah, poor Mr. Killips will be out there again with that snow scoop.
So well, we'll be up here in the friendly confines with the heater on.
Yeah, so we'll say, oh, we feel bad for Pat. It looks chilly down there, but let's get back to the heater, the fireside chat. Oh, we'll definitely see you next week, Pat, for the playoffs. And we'll look forward to that next weekend, Friday or Saturday, whenever they figure out all this whole shebang. And, of course, thanks again, as always, for joining us here tonight.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
All right. That's Pat Bennin. Postgame show coming up. Sioux High thumps Sheboygan 60-0. They finished 4-2 on the regular season. And the postgame show coming up next. Sioux High 60-0 over the Sheboygan Chiefs on 1230 WSOL.